You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide. Psalm number 2, concerning the Anointed One. Why do the nations rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the land set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against His Anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the sky shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the land for thy possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, you rulers of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that take refuge in him.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 1st of March, 2018. The title of today's sermon is, What? Me Worry? A lot of very self-assured people out there that really don't want to hear what's coming. So they say, oh, Yahweh is a God of love. He loves everybody. Love, love, love. And we keep
warning everybody, and we let them know Yahweh is a man of war and a man of wrath. A being of war, a being of wrath, divine being. Now, I'm going to read a lot of scripture today. You might want to get a pad and a paper. I'm going to do the Old Testament and New Testament. I'm doing a bunch in both. And if I'm going to get this sermon in, I really can't go real slow about all of this. So if you miss one, you're going to have to go back and listen to the show again. It's on my website, https, as in sugar, ://, www.pastor-steve.com. All my shows are there. The word for word shows, the wake up call shows, lots of two seed line links. It's not interactive. You can't troll there. If you want to listen and download, not a problem. But if you want to go and try to cause trouble, like on a lot of other sites, you're wasting your time, because I have it set up that there can be no comments. I don't have time to babysit trolls. So let's get right into the sermon for today here on Wake Up Call. The opening verse is Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 33. Now here he's speaking of Israel. This is a dual message. It is to Israel, and it is to those that are not of Israel, that are so arrogant these days that they think they are in control and they think they have us on the ropes and we're beaten. Get ready to rock. Numbers chapter 11, verse 33. The meat was still between their teeth before it was chewed, and the wrath of Yahweh burned against the people, and Yahweh struck the people with an exceeding great plague. He did that to his chosen people, okay? His chosen ones. So if he would do that to his chosen ones, what might he do to others that were not his chosen ones and are not his chosen ones? Let's go to Numbers chapter 16, verse 46. I hope you're writing these down, because I'm not going to go back over them. Verse 46. So Moshe said to Aharon, "Take the fire holder and put fire in it from the slaughter place, and lay incense on, and go. Hurry to the congregation and make atonement for them. For wrath has gone out from Yahweh. The plague has begun." Again, against Israel. The chosen people of Israel. Okay? how much more will his wrath be against those that torment and oppress Israel today? You fence sitters in Israel, do you feel safe? Are you obeying Yahweh's laws? Think on that. Next verse is Numbers chapter 18, verse 5. That's Numbers 18, 5. And you shall guard the duty of the set-apart place and the duty of the slaughter place so that there be no more wrath on the children of Israel. Okay. What? Me worry? Oh, no. He's a God of love. Love, love, love. Okay. Let's go to Numbers 25. 11. Numbers 25:11. This has to do, this verse, all you out there that think we're all God's children, this has to do with race mixing. Race mixing. So, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, killed two people for race mixing in their camp. Verse 11 of chapter 25. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, son of Aharon the priest, has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel because he was ardent with my ardor in their midst, so that I did not consume the children of Israel in my ardor. Race mixing. Ran a javelin through them. Yahweh's wrath was going to go out and consume people of Israel because of race mixing. So there's all you in these Judeo-Christian churches that are saying, oh no, that doesn't apply, that's not a sin. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. Okay, I'm not using the Hebrew terms, because most of you don't recognize the Hebrew, so I'm trying to anglicize it and make it easy for you to find the verses. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 9, verses 7, verse 8, and verse 22 in chapter 9. Verse 7. I don't need to read everything, but I'm gonna read the pertinent portions to say that God is love. Love, love, love. Well, he has other attributes. Verse 7. Remember, do not forget how you provoked to wrath Yahweh your Elohim in the wilderness, from the day that you came out of the land of Mitzrayim until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against Yahweh. Verse 8. Even in Horeb, you made Yahweh wroth, so that Yahweh was enraged with you to destroy you. Rebellious. Are we rebellious against Yahweh today? Verse 22 of chapter 9 of Deuteronomy. And at Taba'era, and at Massa, and at Kibroth Hataawa, you made Yahweh wroth, angry. Oh my. But he's love. Love, love, love. Yes. Wrath for rebelliousness. All right. Deuteronomy again, chapter 29. Chapter 29, verse 23 and verse 28. The overthrow, I'm going to read part of it. The overthrow of Sodom and Amorah, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboiim, which Yahweh overthrew in his displeasure and his wrath. Okay. Overthrowing of cities in his wrath. So you that are not worried. Oh, what? Me worry? If he did it then, he can do it again. His wrath is coming. Verse 28 in chapter 29 of Deuteronomy. And Yahweh uprooted them from their land in displeasure and in wrath and in great rage and cast them into another land as it is today. Well, it is today. We are in dispersion. Because of our apostasy, our disobedience, our rebelliousness against Yahweh, all these reasons that he's been giving in these verses, we've repeated. Doing it again. And you wonder why he's upset, and we have problems. Let's go to the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua, chapter 22, verse 20. Joshua 22, verse 20. Now here, we have another example of an Israelite trespassing against Yahweh's specific instructions. Verse 20. Did not Achan, son of Zerah, commit a trespass in that which is under the ban? He said, don't do a certain thing. And wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel. Oh. Wrath falling on Israel. Oh, but you're of Israel and you think you're going to be saved. Okay. You're saved. Because he's a God of love. Now, we were commanded at one time. We're going to the book of 1 Samuel. Book of 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 18. That's 1 Samuel 28, 18. We were supposed to exact Yahweh's wrath. Okay, we were supposed to punish Amalek. Verse 18 of 1 Samuel chapter 28. Because you did not obey the voice of Yahweh, nor execute his burning wrath upon Amalek. Therefore Yahweh has done this matter to you today. He didn't support him in a battle. He's going to support his remnant that are obedient. And those that are not obedient and poo-poo his laws and his rules and say, oh, they're all nailed to the cross. He's a God of love. Love, love, love. Sure, he's a God of love, but he's a God of justice, and when he gives an order, when he gives an order, we are to obey it. And if we don't, his wrath comes down on us. That's us. Okay? Us. Israel. He's angry at his people. He realizes that these non-Israelites are not going to obey his laws. They don't worship him. He's not concerned particularly with what they do. He's going to destroy them. Oh, no, he's a God of love. Love, love, love. God of love. We're in the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings. We're talking about Israel again. Okay. Verse 13 of chapter 22 and verse 17 of chapter 22 of 2 Kings. 2 Kings 22, 13, and 17. Go, inquire of Yahweh for me, for the people, and for all Yehuda concerning the words of this book that has been found. Okay. Now, for great is the wrath of Yahweh that is kindled against us because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book to do according to all that is written concerning us. us. Israel, again. So you in Israel that are of pure bloodline, that think he's the God of Nev. Oh yeah, he is. He's also a God of wrath. And who does he get mad at? He doesn't get mad at the non-Israelites. He gets mad at his own children because they're disobedient. And he's punishing by dispersion again the house of Israel. We're in dispersion. We're first forced to live with all these creatures out here that are trying to do us harm. This is punishment. He will punish us. He's concerned with us. So what? Me worry? Oh, you're not worried about what Yahweh might do? Better start rethinking your position. Verse 17 of chapter 22 of 2 Kings. Because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other mighty ones to provoke me with all the works of their hands. That's idol worship. Worshiping idols. Like we do today in a lot of ways. See, anything that's before Yahweh in your life is an idol. You need to deal with that, okay? Continuing on. And so my wrath shall be kindled against this place and not be quenched. Now let's go to chapter 23. Three of 2 Kings, verse 26 of chapter 23 of 2 Kings. However, Yahweh did not turn from the fierceness of his great wrath with which his wrath burned against Yehudah because of all the provocations with which Manasseh had provoked him. Idol worship. Idol worship. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. Chapter 9. Isaiah 9. Verse 19. The land shall be burned up by the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and the people be as fuel for the fire. A man shall not spare his brother. Brother against brother. Those that obey Yahweh and those that don't, they will fight. Verse 10, 6, chapter 10, verse 6. Against a defiled nation I send him, and against the people of my wrath I command him to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mud of the streets. They will be trampled those that do not worship Yahweh and do not obey him, including those of Israel that won't get off the fence until it's too late. Well, they're going to face his wrath. And those of us that do love him and call upon his name and will obey him will be spared that wrath. So you people that hate on us Christian Identists, that exhort you to obey Yahweh and just listen to your Judeo-Christian preachers that says all his law is nailed to the cross and he's a God of love, 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 love. Oh boy. Isaiah chapter 13, verses 9 and 13. Chapter 13, verses 9 and 13. Verse 9. See, the day of Yahweh is coming, fierce with wrath and heat of displeasure, to lay the earth waste and destroy its sinners from it. Verse 13. So I shall make the heavens tremble, and the earth shall shake from her place. Earthquakes. In the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of the heat of his displeasure. Well, brothers and sisters, we've had a lot of earthquakes. We've seen these earthquakes. But we don't seem to learn by them. Oh, it just happens. Yeah. Okay, it just happens, huh? We're still in the book of Isaiah. Let's go to chapter 54. Verse 8. 54:8. In an overflow of wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting loving commitment, I shall have compassion on you, said Yahweh, your Redeemer. Who is Yahshua? HaMoshiach, the Redeemer, and he is Yahweh in the flesh of a man. But he has wrath too. We'll get to that. We'll get to the New Testament here shortly. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 60. Verse 10, chapter 60, verse 10. I'm going to read part of it. For in my wrath I have stricken you. Okay. Struck Israel with wrath again. And he's done it time after time after time after time. And he came down here in the form of a man. And we just don't learn. Go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 20. Therefore, thus said the Master Yahweh, see my displeasure and my wrath is poured out on this place, on man and on beast and on the trees of the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and not be quenched. All right, verse 29 of chapter 7 in the book of Jeremiah. For this is part of it. For Yahweh has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. Go to Jeremiah chapter 10. Verse 10. Chapter 10, verse 10. This is the second half of the verse. At his wrath, the earth shakes, and nations are unable to stand his displeasure. Nations. Now here, it's talking about the non-Israel nations as well as Israel. We are in the book of Jeremiah. Let us go to chapter 21. I have to turn there. Verse 5. Israel is going to fight the Kashdim, that's the Chaldeans, Babylonians. And they haven't prayed. The king has really got Yahweh upset. And Yahweh says to them, and I myself shall fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in displeasure and rage and great wrath. Wrath against Israel to the point where he will give us over to the enemy because we did not obey and we have apostatized. That's what's going to happen to those that are not faithful. Not faithful. Now let's go to chapter 50 of the book of Jeremiah, verse 13. Verse 13. Talking about Babylon. Well, what do we have here today? We have Babylon. All those rules and all the perversions of Babylon. Mystery Babylon in today's world. With the Babylonian Talmud. Chapter 50, verse 13, book of Jeremiah. Because of the wrath of Yahweh, she shall not be inhabited, but she shall be deserted. all of it. Everyone passing by Babel shall be astonished and whistle at all her plagues. It's going to do that to Babel again. Modern day Babel. Oh, but you think you're safe, do you, Edomites? Oh, the Edomites are untouchable. Can't touch the Edomites. They're supposed to be God's chosen people. They tell you this, don't they, Judeo-Christians? Oh, no. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 7, verse 14 and 19. Chapter 7, verse 14 and 19. They have blown the trumpet, and all is prepared, but no one goes to battle. For my wrath is on all its crowd. Verse 19. They throw their silver into the streets, and their gold becomes as filth. Their silver and their gold is unable to deliver them in the day of wrath of Yahweh. So all you that trust in your money and your so-called earthly power, oh, woe unto you. Because it's not going to be worth anything. Nothing at all. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 13. Verse 15, Ezekiel 13:15. So I shall complete my wrath on the walls and on those coating it with whitewash, and say to you, the wall is no more, nor those whitewashing it. That's the false pastors of today in the Judeo-Christian churches, who are whitewashing over the laws of Yahweh and telling you they're all nailed to the cross. You don't need to obey Yahweh. Don't worry about it. It's all whitewashed. Painted over. Liars. Chapter 21 of Ezekiel. Concerning the Ammonites. Verse 31. Chapter 21, verse 31. And I shall pour out my displeasure on you, blow against you with the fire of my wrath, and shall give you into the hands of beastly men, skilled to destroy. You are to be fuel for the fire. Your blood is to be in the midst of the land. You have you are not to be remembered. For I, Yahweh, have spoken. That's verse 32. So, you Edomites are not even to be remembered. Now, Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 21 and 31. Verse 21. And I shall gather you and blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in its midst. Verse 31. Now there's more verses that have wrath, but I'm highlighting a lot of them. I'm not going to get them all. No way. Chapter 22, verse 31. Therefore I have poured out my displeasure on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. All you that deny that Yahweh is going to be angry and is going to punish, you are foolish people. Foolish, foolish, foolish. You think you can just do whatever you want and you're just, oh, it's nailed to the cross. Wrong. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 19. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. On that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. Book of Zephaniah. Chapter 1, verses 14, 15, and 18. Near is the great day of Yahweh, near and hurrying greatly. That's today. The noise of the day of Yahweh. Let the mighty man then bitterly cry out. Verse 15. That day is a day of wrath, a day of distress and trouble, a day of waste and ruin, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. And again it says in verse 18, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of Yahweh. So your money is not going to help you. Okay, not gonna. Now let's go to the New Testament. New Testament. Oh, I forgot one more. Zechariah. My bad. I missed one. There's a lot of verses here. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 12. And they made their hearts like flint against hearing the Torah and the words which Yahweh of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore great wrath came from Yahweh of hosts. Okay? You don't want to hear it anymore? Don't want to hear it. Oh no, don't want to hear it. He's a God of love. Love, 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 love. Oh. Book of Matthew, New Testament, for all you New Testament Christians. Chapter 3, verse 7. And seeing many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his immersion, he said to them, brood of adders, who has warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Go to the book of Luke, verse 3. 7, the book of Luke, verse 3:7. Oh, my bookmark fell out. Verse 3. I can't get these pages to open. It's a new Bible. And it reiterates the same thing as we saw in Matthew. Brood of adders, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Same deal as in Matthew. Let's go to the book of John, verse 3. Or chapter 3. Oh, wait a minute. There's more in Luke. I skipped one. I'm sorry. Luke 21:23 in Luke. And woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing children in those days. For there shall be great distress on the earth, and wrath upon this people. Okay. Now we go to the book of John. Verse 3:36, the book of John. He who believes in the Son possesses everlasting life. But he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Elohim remains on him. Book of Romans. This is New Testament. Verse 1:18. 1:18. For the wrath of Elohim is revealed from heaven against all wickedness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. All you media controllers that are trying to silence the truthers. Chapter 2, Book of Romans, chapter 2, verses 5 and 8. But according to your hardness and your unrepentant heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of Elohim, who shall render to each one according to his works. That's verse 6. Verse 8. But wrath and displeasure to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. Let me read that again. But wrath and displeasure to those who are self-seeking, me, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. Do all your thing, you pathetic fool. Do your thing. Romans 9, verse 22. Let me get there. Chapter 9, verse 22. And if Elohim, desiring to show wrath and to make his power known, with much patience tolerated the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction. They're vessels of wrath prepared for destruction. It's coming, but you don't want to hear it. Yahweh's wrath is going to come down on you, Edomite. You are vessels prepared for destruction. I'm cutting this close. I still got a bunch more to read. Colossians 3, verse 6. Because of these, the wrath of Elohim is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Those in Israel that won't obey. First Thessalonians. Okay, this is a good one. Chapter 2, verse 15. This is concerning the Yahudim, or the Jews, who killed both the Master Yeshua and their own prophets. The Christ killers, and have persecuted us, and who displease Elohim, and are hostile to all men. They hate everybody except their own little mixed breed tribe, forbidding us to speak to the nations that they might be saved. That's the Israel nations. We're not supposed to say all these things. Don't question. So as to fill up their sins always. But the wrath has come upon them to the utmost. It's coming. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, verse 3:11. Hebrews. I might just have time to do this. 3:11. As I swore in my wrath, chapter 4, verse 3. As I swore in my wrath, Yahweh's wrath. Let's go to the book of Revelations, chapter 6. Verses 16 and 17. And said the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us. Said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us. From the face of him sitting on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. That's Yeshua Messiah. He's not just love. Because the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Oh, Jesus is wrath. Oh, no, he's love. Oh, please. Chapter 11, Revelations, verses 18. And the nations were enraged. And your wrath has come at the time of the dead to be judged, and to give the reward to your servants, the prophets, and to the set apart ones, that's the faithful today, and to those who fear your name, small and great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. All you polluters, etc., out there, well, I'm not going to make it. There's a lot more in Revelations. I don't have the time. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and beware of the wrath of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh.
Live. Live. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, if. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.